Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadim, Klal Membov, Simon Tess. So the Chayyadim says at the end of the Simon, so the Gemara says that drinking Kasha Bracha brings a person Bracha, and therefore it's important to share it with the woman of the house, even if she wasn't partaking of that meal. So it's appropriate to share it with if the person who's leading the benching is not the Balabais, the Balabais should drink as well. He should get the bracha. The bracha should be chal in his bias, and the woman of the house as well. Okay, so we share it with the woman. What about the other people present? So the Shulchan Aruch Siman Kupsari Sif Dalet says mikolmakam mitzvin amufker shiyitim ukulam. It's a mitzvin amufker that everybody should drink from the kosher bracha by benching, and not just the one who's being mavarich, but everybody should drink as well. Now we do have a concern over here. That sometimes if all you have is one kais, and the one who's benching needs a drink of revius to be able to say bracha acharna, there will not be enough to share with everybody. Everybody else has to share just a very small amount. There's no need to have any shear in the amount that they drink is to get with him. And the Shulchan Aruch points that out. If you have a kais which just holds revius, you're going to have this conflict. So it's still better that then the mavorich should be able to say bracha acharna clearly and drink revius rather than share. But otherwise, if you have more wine to add, or the kais holds more than revius, which nowadays obviously most kaises do, we calculate revius as being 3 ounces approximately. Most kaises hold much more than that. So we can have a situation where the mavorik is drinking his 3 ounces and still sharing with everybody else. So everybody should drink from it as well. Now, what's the appropriate procedure to do that in order to share with everybody else? One question is, the halacha brings down the Siman Kufayim, that you shouldn't drink from a kais and hand it to somebody else. The person might be embarrassed to say no. But on the other hand, he's repulsed by the idea of drinking from a kais which has your saliva on it. So you're putting him in an uncomfortable position. So does that apply to the kosher bracha, which is a mitzvah? The assumption of many poskim is yes. So preferably, if you want to share with the other mesubim, you should pour from your kais beforehand, before you drink. Even though it's a hafsek by pouring off, but since there is a purpose of doing it, to be able to share with them, which is appropriate, and they shouldn't be repulsed, which is also appropriate, so it's not considered a hafsek for no purpose, and therefore it's permitted. If you drink from the kais and you pass it to other people, and they pour it into their cup, you have a problem of kais pogum. They're drinking from a kais which is pogum. If they drink from your drinking, so we don't look at it as pogum, because we'll see in the next siman, in siman yud, that the chayyadim talks about the idea of combining everybody's drinking into one unit. So if you drink from the same cup, it's all one maisa shtiya, and therefore it can be mitzvah if it's not considered a kais pogum. But then you have the problem of being uncomfortable, potentially. So everybody should try and partake of the kais. Specifically, we should share it with the wife. Even if the woman is not there present at the meal, it should be sent to where she is. She should get that benefit as well. Okay, now, in Siman Yud, the Chayyadim continues and says, Af al gav, the bekidah sheyesh armin de lemahani shtiyas acherim, al dafka makadah tzarek litoim, kidakamam klav vav hichu shabbos b'din kiddush. So there's a question, can we have other people drink instead of the Mekadosh? And this comes out in one of two ways. It means one person is making a bracha on the kosher bracha, and he doesn't want to drink. He has a difficulty drinking sugar, and the wine has sugar in it, or the grapes has sugar in it. But he's the balabayas, and he wants to make the kiddush, but somebody else should drink the kais. So is that acceptable or not? So one question is, can somebody else drink instead of him? And even further question was, even if you say somebody else can drink it instead of him, does that other person have to drink a molid lugmav on his own? So let's say Reuben's making kiddush and Shimon's drinking. Shimon is Reuben's son. Shimon is drinking instead of the Reuben. Does Shimon have to drink a molid lugmav, or can you combine the drinking of Reuben together and Shimon together to reach a share molid lugmav between the two of them? So if you have 5 people there, everybody drinks a little bit, and together they drink a share molid lugmav. Or do we say, no, one person has to drink a molid lugmav? Or do we say that not one person, but specifically the one who's saying the kiddush? So by kiddush, we have this machlokes, and the Chayyadim says, there's an opinion which says over there that only the mekadosh should be the one who is drinking, and he cannot fulfill his obligation to drink a Mali Lugmav by giving it to somebody else. However, Alva Bashar Devorim, Kol Yama Imenu Mavorim, Ritzalitim, Yitim Echad Meham Asumin Kashir. But by other cases of Kershav Bracha, you can pass the drinking on to somebody else. So Reuven is leading the benching, and Shimon can drink, and that's acceptable. However, the Chayyadim says, "Well, Inira that Toyim who Yevorach, Kamosha Kosev Magen Avram." Okay, so but if you have an option of the one who's going to drink being the one who leads the benching, that would be better in order to not get involved in this question of having somebody other than the Mavorach taking the drink. Okay, so that's the first point that the Chayyadim says, that you can have somebody else drink, but preferably we should try and avoid that situation. But in a situation by Kiddush, there's a strong argument that you can't do that, that the one who's saying the Kiddush should be the one who is drinking. And therefore, if he cannot drink, it's not just better that somebody else should, but rather it could be it's required in halacha, possibly, that you'd have to have somebody else say the Kiddush instead of him. Okay, that is the issue of somebody else drinking. What about combining the act of drinking amongst multiple people? That's the next point in the Chayyadim, which we will leave for the next shiur. Have a good day.